Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Your Dunamis Life. I'm Dr. Pauline Dillard, Executive Director and CEO of Dunamis Center Ministries in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
And I'm Catherine Pearson. I'm the birth educator and wellness coach here at Dunamis Center Ministries.
And Catherine, we have a mission statement that we like to share. Would you like to share that this week?
Absolutely. Here at Dunamis Center Ministries, our mission is to bring praise, honor, and glory to God by building Christ-centered, heart-connected marriages, births, and families who have deeper relationship with God and each other.
Thank you. Catherine, our topic today, I'm finding it somewhat fascinating because I'm, you know, an older mother. My youngest is 20.
Just a little, but
27 years old is my youngest. And I've noticed over the last 10 years at least, a lot of these young moms are like walking around with their babies all wrapped up in these things and attached to their bodies. And, you know, it's a whole new concept for me.
That's right. So we thought we would get in a local expert to tell us all about it, give us the lowdown, and hopefully give us some education.
Yes. And so we would like to welcome Marcia Stewart to our show. She is a baby-wearing educator and is the co-founder of the Colorado Springs chapter of Baby Wearing International. She has transitioned from her career as an intensive care nurse and now weaves baby wraps while she cares for her three young boys. Marcia's been passionate about baby wearing since prior to her pregnancy with her first son and enjoys sharing the love of baby wearing with anyone who wants to learn. Welcome to the show, Marcia.
Thank you for having me.
And I also want to welcome you to being the mom of all boys. I am also the mom of three boys, so that is a whole different animal than people think, isn't it?
It is very busy.
Yeah. How old are your children?
My oldest is 6, and okay. I have a 3.5-year-old. And a 20-month-old.
Oh, okay. So some young ones, and you're still using the carriers.
Yes.
Okay. So you can use them up into some of the older ages or beyond what people might think.
Yeah. If my 6-year-old was interested, he would probably hop up for a few minutes and
take a ride for a little while.
Yeah.
I can see that. I am interested in helping our listeners to know more about this for many reasons. One of them is I'm one of those people that I have a lot of problems with the middle of my back. I didn't feel the only thing I could find as a carrier was sort of like a backpack carrier, and my back just could not tolerate that at all. My husband could, though, so that was nice. Here you go, honey. Carry the baby. But, you know, so I was a stroller mom in a lot of ways, but I always took him out of car seats. I never... You know, you see them all, moms all carrying car seats around, and held them as much as I could, or even in church, like had them laying on the chair next to me rather than in what I call buckets, okay, that we see people carrying their babies around in. The thing that is curious to me is the options today, because we didn't have, I mean, or at least I didn't know anything about them.
Mm-hmm.
So share with us, you know, you were sharing with Catherine and I earlier that the history in a lot of places and different styles, and maybe talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, baby wearing has definitely been a necessity in cultures for thousands of years. So in our culture today, we have a lot of options from many different manufacturers now, many different stores. You can buy carriers at big box stores like Walmart and Target, but you can also find things at online retailers. And there's really lots of different variety in carriers, depending on what you're interested in. If you like to be able to just buckle and go, there's brands like Ergo, Beko. There's ring slings that are easily adjustable, like a D-ring belt, and the baby is either on your hip or kind of on your chest, and that can be comfortable for many different carrier, different caregivers.
So the names that you're giving off, could a person Google those and find out, you know, like get an image of what they look like? And
Yeah, there's lots of online resources for carriers. Thebabywearer.com has lots of conversation and reviews, and they have a photo gallery. There's many different Facebook groups for discussion, and YouTube has lots of options for videos and how to see how they're used. So there's many tutorials. If you wanted to see what it looks like in action, searching on YouTube is a good way.
So let's talk a little bit about the advantages of the wearing the baby over the car seat thing, because we're seeing more and more babies just in these car seats all the time. And maybe you could talk a little bit about some of the problems maybe that we're seeing with the development of the baby.
Something that I really like about baby wearing is you have the baby close to you, so the baby is, you know, upright, warm and snuggled in with the caregiver. So you're getting the interaction with the baby because the baby's face is so close to you. You can talk to the baby. And
well, it reminds me of when we talk about how we want to be cared for by the Lord. Like, we want to be close to him. We mm-hmm. want him to hold us. We mm-hmm. want to be carried by mm-hmm. him. And then in Psalm 17, it talks about how David is asking the Lord to guard me as the apple of the eye and hide me in the shadow of your wings. And so our baby is right there with us. To me, it sort of reminds me like we're putting them under our wings, so to mm-hmm. speak, but also keeping them close. We're able to carry them and
yes.
build. They can build trust in us mm-hmm. as their parents to care for them. And then that can be translated to when we talk about trust in the Lord, that he would carry them as well. Would you agree
yeah,
with that?
Yeah, it definitely helps to build relationships because the caregiver is so close with the child that they can communicate needs quickly. And it's so much more comfortable, too, to be able to have your hands free.
Yes.
And when a carrier is well-fitted, the weight is distributed nicely, so it's not as lopsided as if you're holding your baby on your hip mm-hmm. to the side. If you have the fabric wrapped around you or the straps secure, it's just so much more comfortable than carrying a car seat off to the side or even holding the baby in arms, and then you have your hands free to do other things that you need to do, or you can go hiking somewhere that you wouldn't be able to take a stroller or
right. So there's advantages for the parents as well
mm-hmm.
or any other caregiver.
I think
rather than having, like you mm-hmm. said, having to hold a car seat
mm-hmm.
with your arm way out to the side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely a lot more ergonomic.
Right.
A lot more comfortable. And even a lot of people say that you can count time spent in a baby carrier as tummy time because the baby's muscles are engaging, having to balance upright
yeah.
inside the carrier. So it helps to develop some of those muscles.
Well, I also know that we talk about, okay, so you have the weight of the baby when it's born,
mm-hmm.
and then you're developing your muscles as you hold and you carry your baby, and then as the baby grows. But when you carry that car seat, all of a sudden you have like this extra, I don't know what they are, 15 or 20 pounds.
They're heavy.
Suddenly
at
added.
Least.
And your, Catherine was kind of like imitating holding a carrier when she talked about it. But it was like, reminded me, it's so wide that you're also holding your arm out in an awkward position
mm-hmm.
that even if I had a purse in my hand, I would probably have my arm down close to my body
mm-hmm.
and not out perpendicular holding this heavy weight
yes.
and then trying not to fall over
mm-hmm.
And not drop my baby. And
well, and if they're like my kids, they would cry at being in the car seat. As soon as you take it into the store, I'd have to take them out. Then you're carrying a baby and an empty car seat.
Right. Oh,
might as well skip that all together and just go for a carrier, especially now in the winter with it being so cold. If you've got a carrier pre-tied on inside your coat, you can just tuck your baby inside and go, and the baby's warm and cozy, no extra blankets. They're just inside with you.
I was just going to ask, would it take much time to, you know, when you get out of a car and then you go back to the back seat and you take the baby out of their car seat and you put him in? You know, I'm kind of exaggerating it. It probably doesn't take that much time.
Well, usually I would put the carrier on before I was going to run errands, even before I get into the car.
Oh,
so
okay.
If it's a baby wrap, you can tie the carrier on loosely, and then it's all ready to go when you get out into the parking lot. So you just push the carrier to the side, tuck the baby in, spread it out, redistribute the weight, and you're ready to go. So it's pretty quick to be able to tuck the baby in a carrier and get on with your your task.
And then not be carrying a car seat, an empty mm-hmm. car seat, and mm-hmm. a baby in your arms,
yes.
shoulders.
An extra weight.
It's a lot lighter.
Yeah, and no hands now because you got the carrier in one and now you got the baby in the other one. Yeah. So it's a little bit awkward. We were joking about the only way this might work ergonomically is twins, like on each side,
the
exact same weight for the mom and dad, you know, to keep your back straight, and be balanced and not fall over.
You mean to carry the car seats?
Yes.
As if you had twins?
Yes. And I was reading some articles, too, about how some of the spines of the babies are more curved when they're left in the car seats all the time, and that it's impacting their learning to walk or being able to walk because they're not getting, like you talked about the tummy time, but they're not getting that exercise of the pushing back or the pushing up, where if you're holding them, like they would push against your chest even and do some of that back exercises, wouldn't they?
Yes.
So we want to look at it as a benefit for the development of the baby's spine, which is, and the neck, because then her neck's not all curved in. But I wanted to ask you that there's been some concern sometimes about the babies in the carriers being slumped over, maybe they suffocate or they can't breathe. Would you address that concern?
So one of the most important things for sure is keeping the baby's airway open. Having a carrier that's properly fitted is very important for that. And you want the baby to be in a position to where the baby's chin is off of the baby's chest. So if you can fit two fingers in between the baby's chin and their chest, then you know that the airway's open wide enough to breathe well. And the carrier needs to be nice and high and tight. One of the catchphrases in the community is visible and kissable.
Okay.
And so you want to be able to see the baby's face so that you know the baby's getting good airflow. And then if you can kiss the top of the baby's head, you know that the baby's head is high enough so that you can see that the baby is breathing well.
Okay. So when you said high enough, you mean high enough
up on the caregiver's body. So that you can kiss the baby's head.
Okay, well, that makes sense. That's a nice, easy way to go about doing that. And also, it's a convenient position if the baby needs to nurse.
Yes.
And people don't then need to know, and you don't end up with all the, you know, why are you nursing in public nonsense.
Yeah, it's very discreet in most carriers, for sure. A lot of times, people don't know I've been nursing my babies in public in a carrier, and nobody...
And you don't have to have
idea.
A blanket over your head or
Baby. And it's portable. You don't have to find anywhere to sit down.
Oh, okay.
You can walk around the zoo, the children's museum, and it makes things very convenient for feeding the baby.
You know, we live in a part of the country where we get snow.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes that means your stroller is out of commission.
Yeah,
because you're not going to be running it over a foot or two of snow. I'm just not thinking that'll work real well. So you had talked about a little bit earlier with us about how the carrier was beneficial during a snowstorm.
Yes, because you can wear more than one child at a time, one in the front, one in the back, and go places where the stroller wouldn't be able to go.
So you were saying that your oldest was in school?
Yes.
And you were you normally use the stroller to get to school?
Yes. Usually I've been taking my big stroller, and it's been slushy this week after our blizzard, and the stroller would not have gone. So I put my toddler on the front, and my preschooler carried him on the back, and it made it very quick to hike up the hill and grab my oldest from his kindergarten class.
Did you feel like it was a much bigger workout, though?
Well, it's good. It's good exercise. Extra weight.
There you go.
It's balanced to have one on the front and one on the back.
Yeah.
Also.
That's probably an extra 40?
Probably 50 pounds.
Wow.
Well, that is good.
That's impressive.
Yes.
Maybe I should get a baby carry for my six-year-old.
You could.
There you go.
Well, and that's if you're doing chores around the house with your baby attached to you. A lot of times you have to squat so that you are making their head flop around. So it helps, you know, fitness around the house as squat while you're wearing your baby.
More advantages.
There you go.
Pick up the laundry off the floor.
Forces you into it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So we're going to take a short break, and then we'll come back and talk about maybe resources for people on how to learn more about how to wear a carrier. Catherine, would you like to share how to contact us?
Absolutely. So on Facebook, search Dunamas Center Ministries. Dunamas is spelled D-U-N-A-M-A-S. On Twitter, go to @YourDunamasLife. We welcome email from you. That address is dunamoslife@dunamoscenter.com. So if you have a question or comment or concern, if you'd like to know how to, you know, pose a question maybe to Marcia or Dr. Pauline or myself, that address is a good way to reach us. Again, that's dunamoslife@dunamoscenter.com. You can also reach us by phone, and that number is 719-231-7183.
And Dunamas is spelled D-U-N-A-M-A-S. And if you do go to our website, dunamoscenter.com, you can find what books we have for sale. You can also watch there for, you know, where I'll be speaking and different traveling events. But in addition, that will be posted right here on your Blog Talk Radio page. So you can scroll down through the information and you'll be able to find dates and times that I'll be in different parts of the United States and talking about different topics. You can also find there an opportunity to donate to Dunamos Center Ministries, because we are a nonprofit organization, but we are not a 501c3 with the U.S. government, but we are a registered charity with the state of Colorado. And when you donate to us, that helps us to also keep our little postpartum handbook in print. And if you've met us at any of the vendor tables, we give that out. We give that to people. And it's a little handbook to help you organize your postpartum care. And since we're talking about postpartum care for your baby, we need to care for moms as well. So please keep in mind that we definitely need donations if we're going to keep that in print and make it available to anybody who would like to have it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, Marcia, I would like you to share, like, ideas for people on how could they look at or learn about how the different carriers are worn, I guess would be the word I'm looking for.
Well, one great resource is Baby Wearing International. There's chapters set up across the United States for now, with plans eventually to expand further. And most chapters have several meetings a month.
Okay.
To where you can go in person and see a wide variety of different brands. And we like to say that it's like trying on jeans. There's different carriers that are better for different body types. And so if you can try one on in person before you decide to buy one, it makes it easier for you to make that decision. And then a lot of the chapters have lending libraries as well. So if you have a membership, you can come back every month and exchange that carrier for something else. And so, like a library, you have the option of getting to try multiple different carrier types.
So is there a chapter here in Colorado Springs?
Colorado Springs does have a Baby Wearing International chapter. We have a Facebook group where members can join and find information, and then the events are published in the events section of the Facebook group.
Okay, so if people went to the babywearinginternational.org page, they could find the chapter closest to them.
Yes.
Okay.
There's a list there.
So what I'm hearing you say about body types is a lot of times moms pass stuff down to other moms. So they might pass down a baby carrier.
Mm-hmm.
And so the mom who is the recipient might feel extremely grateful and then discover it doesn't work for her.
Yes.
Okay. So that's not, like, it's hard sometimes, I think, to say, oh, no, I need to go get something else,
mm-hmm.
rather than just, like, not wear it. Or I think they're, do you think, like, their friend might get offended or they're worried about that?
Well, there's definitely help in person at a Baby Wearing International meeting, or other groups across the country have a similar mission but aren't affiliated. And so the educators there would be able to give tips on fitting the carrier well. So maybe if that mom was having an issue because she wasn't quite sure how the carrier worked, then she could get help from the educators to try to make it work. Or there's definitely several different baby wearing swap sites where you could sell something that isn't working for you and purchase something that you do like.
I was just going to say, you mentioned that some chapters have a lending library. So could you donate one that you're
Many chapters would take donations of the carrier.
They'd probably need to be washed. And
if it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I mean, the chapter could probably take care of the carrier in that way. There's the babywearer.com has a lot of forum information and then informational pages, but they also have a used carrier swap
Oh, okay.
So you can join there and exchange carriers with other moms. That way, there's the Baby Wearing Slop
mm-hmm.
on Facebook. That's a huge group of thousands of people. So you can search for something that you might be interested in and sell what you aren't using or trade it for something else.
So what would be signs that you would that it's not working for you? Like aches and pains or other discomfort?
If you're finding that the fit isn't quite right, if there's a part of the carrier, maybe a buckle in a strange place
okay.
that might be pinching you, a different company's design might have a buckle in a different location, so it could fit more comfortably if you tried something else. A lot of times people have a hard time with the carrier because they're not quite sure how to use it.
Right.
So I think if an educator could help spread out the straps and adjust the tightness of the carrier or the length of the straps, or have the fabric spread out over a wider area, that could help the mom to be more comfortable.
Not have a pinching spot.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
I noticed that some moms, it seems like they need help when they're using a carrier. Like they can't seem to get it on
mm-hmm.
by themselves. Is mm-hmm. that common, or should you look for something
I think
easier to use?
It's normal at first to
okay.
feel uncomfortable trying something on and maybe a little bit unsure about whether you're doing it right. So it's kind of like learning to braid your hair yourself.
Oh, yeah.
It may not look good the first time, but the more often you do it, the better it looks.
Okay.
So I think with practice, people tend to get more confident to where they feel like they can do things by themselves.
And they can figure out how to get the baby in without dropping the arm.
Yes. Practice.
Right.
Bending
definitely
them helps. Yeah.
Fortunately, they're flexible when they're still little
yes.
until their moms get things figured out.
Right.
When somebody's practicing, like let's say they haven't had the baby yet and they're trying to figure out what carrier they may like the best, doesn't there need to like be some weight in there? I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm being silly. You like recommend a flour bag?
Actually, that's what. Before I had kids, I practiced with a bag of flour, and
like 10-pound bag. Or,
and a lot of baby wearing groups have dolls that
okay.
are either made as a demo doll and filled with something to weight it, or we have done our own demo dolls that we've taken the dolls and filled them with rocks to make them a little bit heavier. So at our meetings, we have weighted babies to try on. It's not quite the same as a real baby, but it gives you a better impression than a stuffed animal that doesn't weigh much at all.
Okay, so but if somebody's out in an area where they can't find one of those meetings, they could like take a flour bag
yeah, definitely.
Or something. And then
mm-hmm.
you had mentioned maybe YouTube might help them.
Yeah. There are several popular educator channels on YouTube.
Oh.
Baby Wearing Face is one of the most popular. There's Rapping Rachel. Several of the educators have subtitles on their videos so that you can watch it while your baby's sleeping and not have the sound of the the educator talking wake up your baby. Raffi Would Love, most of hers are captioned. So YouTube is great. If you find that someone explaining on one of the videos doesn't quite work for you, there's many different videos that you could try.
Of those websites, would they show you how to use all these different kinds or wraps that you've mentioned?
The Baby Wearing Handbook has a visual step-by-step guide to different ways of using woven wraps and other carriers. So, yes. The babywear.com, Baby Wearing Handbook. There's many Facebook groups also
okay.
where people could go for help.
Yeah, because I'm just thinking, cause since we're on a blog talk radio, people can listen to us from anywhere. So we're going to have people maybe listening who live way out in the country. I know that a couple of our listeners are self-sustaining farmers
yes.
and things like that.
Uh-huh.
So they would not necessarily be able to find a group in a reasonable
mm-hmm.
zone. So I think it's very important that we're giving other resources
mm-hmm.
for them
and
as well.
I learned by reading on the baby wearing forums and watching videos.
Okay.
So it's been really helpful for me and for many other people.
So it just sounds like this Baby Wearing International is like a group of moms helping moms.
Yes.
It's like passing down the knowledge from
mm-hmm.
one set of moms to another.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's, to me, a wonderful thing in many ways, in many areas, mm-hmm. that we don't have enough of.
And do I remember correctly in your bio that you also make them yourself?
I do. I started weaving about 3 years ago, took a class with a friend, and loved it. The mostly what I weave is baby wraps.
So you have like a loom?
I have two looms in my house.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. Wow. Well, two looms that I can weave wraps on. And that's what I spend as much time as I can doing.
I guess I picture them more as just a solid piece of like cotton or fabric. But you're saying that are some of them, when you weave them, are they more like a sweater material? Or
similar to like a Turkish towel or a pashmina shawl.
Okay.
In thickness, and it's just a long rectangular piece of fabric that you wrap around yourself.
So do you sell yours as well? Or
I do.
Okay. Well, that sounds really, really great. Let's run through some of the resources again and kind of go slow and make sure everybody has everything. You've mentioned several organizations and several options. So would you like to give some of those websites so that people, and just kind of go slow, and if
sure.
there's anything that needs to be spelled out.
So babywearinginternational.org has many informational documents as well as a regional list of groups.
Okay, and that's all one word.
With links to their website, yes.
No, okay.
Babywearinginternational.org. The babywearer.com. Has archives of forums back as early as 2005,
okay.
I think, with lots of conversations about baby wearing in general. Babywearinghandbook.com is a new website that has reviews on different carriers, and then there are step-by-step video, or excuse me, photo tutorials for putting on baby carriers. If people are looking to purchase new carriers, purpleelmbaby.com is a retailer I recommend. And if people are looking to buy carriers, there's also easily accessible carriers at Target or Walmart.
What if they wanted to look at your carriers or get one from you? How would they get a hold of you?
I have a Facebook page. My weaving business is Golden Thread Mistress.
Okay. That's on Facebook.com. And then you backslash in.
Facebook.com/ Golden Thread Mistress.
Okay. So I also want to let our listeners know that if they have a question for you, on our Blog Talk Radio informational page, we'll have some of this information available if they didn't catch it here, and we'll be able to have that available for them there. And if you do send us at Dunamos Center any questions or concerns about this, we'll make sure you get hooked up with Marcia as well, because it just sounds like she would be an amazing resource for anybody out there trying to figure this thing out. You know, it for people who've been doing it, can seem pretty simple, but I think
it can be overwhelming.
It can be overwhelming.
Definitely.
And you need to figure things out, and you need help figuring things out sometimes, don't you? Yeah, so I want to just remind everybody that you can check us out at dunamoscenter.com as well and find out all about our books and donations there.
Right, and we just really want to thank you, Marcia,
for joining
us. We appreciate all the information download and hope it's been beneficial to the listener.
And I'm Dr. Pauline Dillard.
And I'm Catherine Pearson.
And we want to thank you for listening this week.